Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Makos Daf Tes Zion, Makos 16. Back in the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on 13a, our Mishnah had said, Elohein Halokin, these are the people who get lashes because of the fact that they violated a negative prohibition from the Torah. And the Mishnah lists many categories. Of those categories, one is the people who eat things that they're not allowed to. So Ha'ochel Nevelos Utrefus, somebody who eats an animal that is not kosher, meaning to say it's a kosher animal, but the animal either was not a healthy animal or the animal was not slaughtered properly, or shkatzim uramasim, or somebody who eats shkatzim uramasim. Shkatzim uramasim are animals that are not kosher, that the Torah says we're not allowed to eat them because they're not kosher animals. So the word shakates also means disgusting. So since the Torah, since the Talmud was discussing things that are prohibited because they are not kosher, the Talmud also will comment on the fact that there's a prohibition of not eating something or doing something which is disgusting, even though it might not technically be something that is not kosher. So this is based upon the fact that the verse in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 25, states, "V'lo tishaktzus nafsho sechem," you should not make yourselves disgusting, meaning do not eat something which is disgusting. In that context, Rav Achai tells us on 16b, that there is another way to be in violation of the prohibition of lo tishaktzu es nafsho sechem, and that is hamasha es nikavav, somebody who needs to go to the bathroom but delays it. They delay it to such a point where it's painful and it's problematic that they are in violation of this prohibition of lo tishaktzu, because at that point it becomes disgusting to, if they hold it in for so long. In this, there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim whether or not that this is a biblical prohibition, because it says lo tishaktzu es nafsho sechem. That is the opinion of the Smag, Rabbi Moses Kusi. He says it's actually a biblical prohibition, whereas the Ritva and the Meiri say it's not a biblical prohibition, it's just a rabbinic prohibition, and the verse is just a support for the rabbinic prohibition. The Mishnah Brura rules that indeed it is a rabbinic prohibition and not a biblical prohibition, and therefore this has a ramification that we know that under certain circumstances, if a person is concerned for their own dignity, so we have this concept of kavod abrios, a person's own dignity, if a person will be embarrassed going to the bathroom under a certain circumstance, then we say that under those circumstances, you don't have to be concerned about a rabbinic violation, and so therefore we would be able to push it away. And so therefore, if indeed a person has concern for their own dignity, then this prohibition would not apply. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara then says, "Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Haiman Deshasi Bekarna De Umana, a person who drinks from a utensil that had been used for the people who are bloodletting, meaning to say that when they let the blood out, they did it through a tube or a horn of some sort, and then they took that horn and they wanted to drink water from that horn. So under these circumstances, the Gemara says ka'avar mishum lo tishaktu, that if they do that, they are in violation of this prohibition of lo tishaktu. And the Ritva says that indeed in this case it is a biblical prohibition to drink from that, because people are aware of it and that yet they're still drinking from this matter. So this is the concern. We have to be very concerned about drinking or eating something about which there is something to be said, that people just look at it and say, oh, this thing is disgusting. And so therefore, what is the way in which we can apply this prohibition to our lives today? Under what circumstances does it apply? So back in the 1930s, a question was raised and brought before the rabbis in America about a practice that the butchers had at that time of taking livers, and before they sold the livers would be lying in their butcher shop for a day or two, and they wanted the livers to look fresher and to look like they were more appealing and more appetizing, so they would soak the livers in blood. And so the question was, this caused many concerns. One of the concerns is that the people who bought it would be eating something which was soaking in blood. And so therefore we have this concern. And maybe it was like the bloodletting, because just like we know that the bloodletting, you're not allowed to drink water from it, even though you washed out the blood, because the item itself was disgusting. And it's basically like the equivalent of, drinking from medical waste, from garbage that was holding medical waste. And so therefore that's a prohibition. So maybe here too, this would have the concern of Lot Tishaktu. And indeed, the Bach Rite wrote that even with respect to this horn that they use for bloodletting, that even if you used it once and you washed it away, it would still be problematic, even if there's no blood there at all. And so too, so the rabbis at that time were thinking, that maybe also with respect to the liver, even though that they had just soaked the liver in blood and washed off the excess blood, maybe it would still be a problem of Baal Tishaktu. And that is indeed what the Divrei Yosef says. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein argued with that approach. Rav Moshe Feinstein said it's obvious to say that the prohibition of Lo Tishaktu does not apply to such liver, because the prohibition of Lo Tishaktu would only apply if it's very clear to the person who's purchasing it or is coming to drink it or eat it that it was used in a disgusting manner. So the person who's buying the liver is not going to be aware that it was soaked in the blood in order to make it look better. And so therefore, we don't have to be concerned that it is something which is mauz, which is disgusting. As opposed to the bloodletter, the bloodletter would know that they're taking an instrument which was used for bloodletting, and now you're drinking water out of it. Everybody would be aware that that's what was done. And so therefore, Moshe Feinstein said that under these circumstances, we don't have to be concerned about the prohibition of Baal Tishaktu. However, the Shu'ut Emek Halacha argues, and he says that even though it's not prohibited because of Baal Tishaktu, we have a double problem. We have the problem of Genevas Das. We're tricking the purchasers. Purchasers are ending up thinking that this liver is a fresher piece than it actually is, because we're soaking it in blood. And so therefore, he did not like to practice, even though the prohibition of Baal Tishaktu doesn't apply.